This is Indio Radio. You're listening to That MMA Show.
Oh, what's up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of That MMA Show here on Indio Radio. I am your host, Jeremy Johnson. So, guys, did you all have a good Valentine's Day last night? I did, because you know what I did? I watched mixed martial arts. That's right. I watched a big show. It is the RDM down in Mexico, and it was a lot of fun, and I have no idea what they were saying because there were no English subtitles, and I don't speak Spanish worth anything. So, we may talk about it a little bit today, but probably not because I couldn't understand them, and I couldn't tell you who won or lost. But it was a lot of fun to watch, so it was good stuff from down in Mexico. Got to see the famous strength and conditioning coach of Bigfoot Sylvan, guys like that. That was Andre Benke who was on there. Also saw my buddy Lucas Lopes. He fought down on that card, too. It was a lot of fun, so it was good stuff. Always love the international MMA, and that's what we're all about here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. And also coming up today, we are going to be talking to Matt Perlman. This kid is, like, young. I mean, like, young, you know, junior high level. And he wrote a book about mixed martial arts. And so we are going to talk to him about that today. And that will be a whole lot of fun and kind of interesting. We may actually keep him for a couple rounds because I hear that he's a pretty good interview. So that should be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. We, of course, will break down the big UFC on Fox 36 tonight, which will feature Lyoto Machida versus Gegard Mousasi. That is going to be something. And then Francis Carmoot versus Ronaldo Jacare Souza. And Jacare is a beast, guys. I'm just going to tell you that now. I mean, a beast. And it's a pretty stacked card, so I am looking forward to it. They also are going to be doing, of course, the big Fight Pass prelims, which you can see a whole bunch of fights on that Rodrigo Dam and Ivan George. Just a whole bunch of fights going down on the Fight Pass prelim. If you guys haven't tried Fight Pass yet, you really need to do it. It goes to pay service here after the 1st of March. But you know what? I signed up the day of, and it was a lot of fun. I watch it almost nightly. Has a lot of info, and, you know, so check it out. And also, of course, this week, we're just going to just bring you anything and everything from the local world of mixed martial arts. We're going to do a couple of regional things today, I think, and, you know, it's just going to be a good show. So let's just jump right into it, and we'll get all on it. So remember to follow us on Twitter today, at That MMA Show, or find us on Facebook, facebook.com/ThatMMAShow, because, guys, we're about to kick it off, so stick with us as we break down UFC Fight Night 36 next, right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane. Just turn it on. Get ready. You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio. Back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show, and tonight it is the UFC on Fox Sports 1, number 36, and this is just a huge one. This is Lyoto Machida versus Gegard Mousasi as the main event, and this has title implications all over it for Machida. And Mousasi, he is not panning out in the numbers in Vegas, so I am looking forward to this one complete and total. So this is going to be one heck of a fight night, guys, for free. I mean, this card is huge. Francis Carmoot versus Jacare Souza. And everybody knows Jacare is the man. He is just an absolute force to be reckoned with. And then it's Takanori Sato versus Eric Silva and just a bunch of others. Andy Ogle versus Charles Oliveira to open up the main card. And then, of course, on Fight Pass, the Christian Marcelo versus Joe Proctor, Rodrigo Dam versus Ivan George, just huge amounts of fights tonight on this. So let me know, who are you guys thinking are going to win out there? Because like I said, I'm thinking this is definitely going to be Machida's time. I think he's ready for that run back at the title. And it'll be interesting to see an Anderson Silva versus Lyoto Machida fight. I mean, it really would. It would be a whole lot of fun to watch. It would be unorthodox versus unorthodox styles. It definitely would. Let me know your thoughts out there on Twitter, at That MMA Show, or on Facebook, facebook.com/ThatMMAShow. And should be just some crazy, crazy stuff. So we are looking forward to it. You know, one of the fights that I really think are being overlooked, though, is going to be the Eric Silva fight. You know, Eric is 29 years old, he's 15-4 in MMA and 3-3 in the UFC, and he was like the hottest thing in the welterweight division. And then he ran flat into John Fitch. And it was one of those things that it just kind of threw him off. And then he got KO'd by Dong-Myung Kim, and then he was no longer really, you know, a force to be reckoned with. That the UFC just kind of let him, you know, just let them sit there for a while. And so now he's coming up against a Pancrase champ in Takanori Sato, who is like 17-8, I believe, in MMA. And this is going to be his debut. So it'll be fun to see how this one works out. This really may be probably the last chance for Eric Silva to really make a name for himself, because you know, with a 3-3 flat record, you're really not looking for much that you've done by way of, you know, a whole lot of action. So this really very well could be it for him, and it'll be real interesting to see how that works. And I think it's very similar for Charles Oliveira. You know, Charles Oliveira, he came in and he was just a monster in his early fights. He was ready. I mean, he always brought the action. The problem is that he is coming up on a possible third consecutive loss after he got knocked out by Cub Swanson. And but I mean, he gave Frankie Edgar really, you know, just a whole bunch of action. So and then with him taking on Andy Ogle, it appears to be kind of, you know, I don't want to say they're throwing him a can, but, you know, it may be one of those that he's real lanky, and it should be a pretty interesting fight also. So I am really looking forward to UFC on Fox 36 tonight. So you guys need to check it out, and that will be on Fox Sports 1 tonight, and the prelims will be on Fight Pass, which is UFC.com or UFC.tv/Fight Pass. So go sign up, check it out tonight. All right, guys. Coming up next, we are going to be talking to Matt Perlman, and he is a young author and MMA fan, and we are going to discuss his new book and where you can get it and all that good information. You know, how does a kid that young get into mixed martial arts? So it'll be real interesting to find out. So stick with us as we come up with Matt Perlman. He'll be right up next right here on Indio Radio in That MMA Show. Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane. Start it up, just turn it on. Get ready. You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio. Back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Now, guys, I tell you what, this one, I've been wanting to do this one for a while, and now that his book has been released and it's out there on Amazon, I'm thrilled about this. And we are talking about the book Talking MMA, What a Teen Reporter Learned from the World's Top Mixed Martial Artists. And this features interviews and information with over 40 mixed martial artists, including Randy Couture, Matt Hughes, Uriah Faber, my favorite Frank Mir, Carlos Condit, Quentin Jackson, and just a whole slew of others. It also has some history of mixed martial arts moves and techniques used, and some behind the scenes. Now, this one just, it blew my mind whenever I saw, you know, how young this kid is. And this is Matthew Perlman. Matthew, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I am good. Now, Matthew, first and foremost, how old are you?
I am 15 years old.
You are 15 years old. That is, and you've wrote a book. Like I was telling everybody whenever we were leading up to this interview today, I'm like, you know what? At 15 years old, I was riding a skateboard and getting punched in the face in karate tournaments, man. And you're out writing books. That's awesome.
Thank you.
So now, for everyone out there who has never seen teensonsports.com, which is your website, or seen the book, tell them a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Matthew Perlman. I'm 15. I actually started my website when I was 11 years old. And, you know, at first it was extremely, extremely difficult to get in touch with these athletes. You know, I've always looked up to every single athlete who I've contacted. And, you know, I really just wanted to try to see if I can get in touch with anybody. And so I just sent to thousands of people in like a week. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with him, but Brett Hall, St. Louis Blues player.
Oh, yeah.
He called my house and after I sent him a letter in the mail, just asked if I could interview him. And he got back and goes, call me anytime. So, you know, at first, I couldn't, you know, get in touch with any of these athletes, the people who I really, really looked up to. But when I got that call, I think I almost passed out.
I bet you did. So now, I guess in my head, what made you want to write a book on mixed martial arts? Because how did you get involved in the sport of MMA?
Well, I actually was just getting in touch with everybody from different sports. And there's a guy named Mike Abramowitz. At the time, he was working for Strikeforce. And I just, you know, finished talking with him, and he goes, I see you're living in St. Louis. I go, I am. He goes, well, you know, Strikeforce is coming there, Henderson versus Babalu. And he goes, would you like to cover it? I go, mixed martial arts, never tried this before, but I think it'd be a really, really fun experience. So, you know, obviously I said yes. And that was an amazing experience. I mean, you know, my first mixed martial arts event I've ever covered, I got to meet Dan Henderson, Babalu, Bigfoot Silva. I mean, most people don't even get accomplished that in their whole life. So, I mean, mixed martial arts ever since then has been my passion. You know, I love when fighters get their hand raised or when there's a knockout or submission. I'm in love with it. So that's my main sport. I love it. So I just started contacting tons of mixed martial artists after that experience, and I was able to gather all these amazing interviews.
So now, whenever you set out for these interviews, was it to just put it on your website and then the book came along? How did the idea for the book, Talking MMA, What a Teen Reporter Learned from the World's Top Mixed Martial Artists, how did that idea come about?
Well, after interviewing over 500 athletes for my site, I originally came up with my first idea for the book, which is That's Great Advice, Advice from Athletes for Kids, written by a kid. So that was all the athletes I've interviewed, and they were all included in my first book. But then my second book, I just said to myself, mixed martial arts is my hobby. It's a really, really growing sport. So I interviewed tons of mixed martial artists in addition to the interviews I already got from my website, and I just put it into a book. I thought it would be really cool to show people that mixed martial arts, they're not just tough combatants. You know, they give back to their community, and they're really, really good people. They're not just punching people in the face. You know, they have a crazy work day. They work really, really hard. You know, they're normal people. You know, they've been bullied, which is a concept in my book. I'm talking about trying to stop bullying. And also just advice from the fighters to teens if they were interested in becoming a mixed martial artist.
So then with this knowledge and all these people that you've talked to, Do you find yourself now wanting to train? Do you train in MMA, anything like that?
I actually trained at Finney's Mixed Martial Arts a couple months back, and I did jiu-jitsu there, and I tried boxing. So, yeah, I have trained it now in my basement. I work out in boxing and all that stuff, and, I do train in it. I really love it, so just as fun as watching it.
That's awesome. All right, Matthew, stick with us because we got to take a quick break, but we'll be right back here with more Matthew Pearlman and his book, Talking MMA. It's all right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back because I'm crossing the lane. Start it up. Just turn it on.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
And we're back at it here on Indio Radio, and we are speaking with Matthew Pearlman, and he is the author of Talking MMA. So now then, tell me a little bit about, since you've had some of these great interviews, who was your favorite interview?
And that's a tough one. You know, Mixed Martial Arts, they're all just so nice to me. I mean, they're just absolutely amazing. Probably my favorite interview was a former Bellator lightweight champion, Michael Chandler. Before he won the world title in Bellator, you know, before he beat Eddie Alvarez, I just asked him if I could interview him. And I don't really know what happened to the interview. It just kind of, I guess, like, slipped through my hands. We just didn't ever coordinate it. And right before his title fight, I asked if I could interview him. I'm, you know, so sorry it's taking me so long. He goes, I've been waiting for you to ask. So, I just love these experiences. So, Michael Chandler would be my favorite. And then he actually is from St. Louis, but I don't think he lived here, but he came to St. Louis. I asked if I can get a picture with him. And, I got a picture with him. He brought his belt to a world title so I could hold it. I almost, fell over. It's really, really heavy. So, definitely Chandler. He's just such a good person. I always enjoy speaking with him.
Now, it's kind of funny because I'm looking here through some of the people that you have interviewed, and it's a who's who, and I've interviewed a lot of these guys too, and I think that's really cool that they, you know, have come down and you know, everyone in the mixed martial arts business is a whole different breed of athlete. They are always accessible to the fans, and, you know, some of them are just great. You have interviewed some of the legends. Talk a little bit about what it was like to interview somebody like Randy Couture and Rampage Jackson.
Well, I mean, obviously, that's every single person's dream, you know, just to even meet them. And I mean, for goodness sake, I just got to meet Randy Couture. I mean, that is just spectacular. So I had covered there was an event here in St. Louis that Randy Couture, I think, was sponsoring. It's called AMMO versus PTSD, Mixed Martial Arts versus PTSD, and he was there. So I texted him. I go, you know, I interviewed you a while back. I hope you've been doing well. Can I get a picture with you? He sent back to me. He goes, find me and we'll get a picture. So I get to meet him. And then I actually interviewed Matt Hughes a couple months before, maybe 2 or 3 months before, and I didn't know he was going to be there. So I was, you know, the event was over and I was walking out. And I saw Matt Hughes with his brother. I'm like, Matt Hughes, hey. So I got to meet him too, and that was just amazing. And Quinn Jackson, I mean, I love him. He's just absolutely entertaining every single fight he's been in. So it's amazing to meet them. And Ricardo Lamas, who just fought for the UFC championship, he unfortunately didn't beat Jose Aldo, but I'll be meeting him too. So it's just awesome because ever since 2011, 2010, I've been in love with mixed martial arts. It's my hobby, and I've always liked it since then. So I got to meet these athletes in just a short amount of time. I mean, it's just amazing experience and definitely my big accomplishment.
So it absolutely amazes me the drive that you have for this. Talk a little about what has been your inspiration to have this kind of drive.
I was bullied when I was younger, and this book right here, I thought it'd be perfect to get mixed martial artists to talk about bullying just because they're fighters and just to see what they had to say about it. And, but that, for this second book, that gave me the drive for them to talk about, bullying and how, you know, to get, you know, rid of it. So, but that was my drive. My second drive, I just wanted to, you know, write a book about mixed martial arts. Like, I've interviewed all these athletes and I thought it'd be really, really interesting to write my second book all about mixed martial arts, which is my favorite sport. So, yeah, my drive is that and I love writing. So, yeah.
That is just awesome. All right, now tell everyone who is just, they've listened to this and now they really want to go get the Talking MMA, What a Teen Reporter Learned from the World's Top Mixed Martial Artists. How can people get this book?
It's available on BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, and iBook.
How crazy it is that, like you said, you're 15 years old and you can say that, yeah, I have a book at Barnes & Noble and on Amazon. Does it blow your mind?
Yeah, that blows my mind. I mean, considering that I couldn't even read till I was in third or fourth grade, you know, to say I published a book. I wrote two books, and it's available on Barnes and Noble. I mean, every time I think about it, I'm living the life right here. I'm living the dream.
You are. Now, one more thing here. Just tell them real quick about your website, teensonsports.com.
My website, teensonsports.com. I started that when I was 11. And, you know, I wasn't really, interested in, I was interested to see if they'd get back to me. And I really didn't think they would, like, especially Brett Hall, who I've been, hockey's my second favorite sport, and before mixed martial arts, hockey was my favorite sport. So I just want to contact all these athletes and see if I can, you know, get in touch and see if they'd even, you know, take their time out for me. And I was rejected a lot, but since 2011, I've been able to get 500 interviews. So, I've interviewed Kevin Durant, Usain Bolt, Nastia Lukin, who is an Olympic gymnast. That's my site. And, I love it. It's really, really fun. And when I send to these athletes, I love waiting for the response, you know, to see when they get back to me. I love waking up in the morning, looking at my Facebook or Twitter to see if they respond. I mean, I just love interviewing athletes and I love being able to share it through my site, teensonsports.com.
That is just awesome. All right, Matthew, now tell everybody how they can find you on social media.
My Twitter account is teensonsports, and my Facebook is Matthew Perlman.
Gotta love it, guys. All right, Matthew, thank you so much for joining us today here on That MMA Show.
Yep, thank you for having me. Take care, man.
All right, guys, we will be right back with more right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane. Start it up, just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
And we're back here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Big thanks to Matt Pearlman. And you know what, guys? I think that is so cool that what this kid is out there doing. I mean, loving the world of mixed martial arts. Book Talking MMA, What a Teen Reporter Learned from the World's Top Mixed Martial Artists. He is, you know, go check him out, teensonsports.com. And, you know, I mean, can you imagine being that young and a published author? That just, you know, it makes me feel like I didn't do squat as a kid. I mean, you know, I rode a skateboard and, you know, punched people in the face in karate tournaments. That's what I did. So, man, that's just awesome stuff. So, all right, guys, we are going to get regional with the Fight Hard Mixed Martial Arts event that is going to be happening next week here in St. Louis, Missouri at the St. Charles Family Arena. And you know what, man? I tell you what, they put on a show every time. If you want tickets to that show from me, you can get them. All you've got to do is tweet to us at That MMA Show that I want tickets to Fight Hard, and that's what you got to do. It's all it takes. You tweet that to me, you get tickets. They'll be waiting at the door for you at Will Call. Just tweet out to us, I want tickets, and that's what it takes. So we're going to talk a little bit, though, about some of the matchups that's going to go down at Fight Hard next weekend, and also we may bring Kane, the matchmaker slash president of Fight Hard MMA, to come on next week and talk a little bit more about it. But we're just going to talk a little bit about the matches, and there are some serious, serious fights going down. The big one that I really I'm kind of interested in seeing is going to be Matt Murphy versus Christian Santana. Now, this is Matt Murphy's last amateur fight. He is getting ready to turn pro. We've actually had Matt on the show a couple of times, just some quick interviews after some things that he's done. And he is just he's a little terror, and he's got funny hair because he dyes his hair, which is funny. So good stuff. I am looking forward to it. The other feature bout on this fight is going to be Aaron Highfield versus Kyle Kurtz. Aaron Highfield is one of the hardest-hitting amateurs I have ever seen. I've done interviews with him before. I can't believe he hasn't turned pro yet. I mean, he tells me every time, I just got a couple more fights, got to get some boxing in, you know, that kind of thing. But he has this boxing coach. His name is Moses Flores. And Moses is one of the preeminent boxing coaches in the Midwest. And guys, Andrew Sanchez from RFA goes to him. EJ Brooks goes, and just Aaron is going to be a beast. And Kyle, he's no slouch either, so that will be one heck of a fight. But the co-main event is going to feature Ira Lukowski versus Levi Rose. Now, Ira Lukowski, again, is one of these guys. Golden Gloves boxer, mad ninja skills when it comes to mixed martial arts. This will be a fun fight to watch. And then the main event, there is this new phenom out of St. Louis, and he is undefeated currently. His name is Joaquin Buckley, and he is taking on Brandon Karcher. Now, Joaquin, I did his very first interview he's ever done in his life, and the kid goes, can I take off my shirt for the video? I'm like, yeah, whatever, dude. The guy looks like an action figure. I mean, it's scary, just scary. And he has just knockout power in both hands, great wrestling, and submissions, which just it's a total package. I think Joaquin is probably destined for the big time. I really do, guys. So if you are in the St. Louis area and you want tickets for Fight Hard MMA, just tweet us at That MMA Show and say, I want tickets, and we will have them waiting at the box office for you. And again, like I said, we are going to have Kane on from Fight Hard, and he is going to bring us, and we're going to break down all the rest of the card next week. So it'll be a lot of fun talking about that, so stick with us. All right, guys. And coming up next, you know what? It's going to be our favorite segments. The week that was, our Twitter shout-outs, and our calendar of events. Because that's how we do it, guys. We bring it to you every week. So follow us on Twitter, at That MMA Show. Find us on Facebook, facebook.com/ThatMMAShow. And stick with us. We'll be right back. Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane. It's just turn it up.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
We are back here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. I tell you what, guys, love doing the show for you. Remember, you can always also check me out on Full Contact Fighter TV. That's at fcfighter.com, where I do, of course, what we're about to do now, our favorite segments, the week that was, our Twitter shoutouts, and our calendar of events. I bring you the week that was live every week on That Full Contact Fighter. Check them out. Like I said, fcfighter.com. You get to see what I look like. We talk a whole lot longer. It's generally a good 5 to 7 minute segment. So it's always a lot of fun to do the work with Full Contact Fighter. Those guys are great. So, which jumps us right into it as we bring you the week that was in MMA. That's what I say on there. It's pretty cool. So as I said, let's jump right into it here with the week that was. And we are starting off with Chael Sonnen put out an interesting video blog this week about he was talking a little bit of how it's going crazy down in Brazil and that he is basically taking over Brazil. He's just going to go ahead and take over the entire Tough 3 Brazil operation. And he is going to make it his own. And basically, he says there are just three things that he needs Vanderlei to do. And one of those is do his laundry. The next one is to, you know what, I can't even tell you the rest of them. You have to go watch it. It is on YouTube. And just basically search, Sonnen has a few simple instructions for Silva, and you can see it yourself. It is funny. It was a good plug for Fox also, because that's really what this came out to be, was a Fox plug. So it was a whole lot of fun. And now, moving on to the next one, we are talking about Rashad Evans is out with a knee injury. So his fight with Daniel Cormier at UFC 170 is done. And it most likely will end up having to be surgery for him, and that sucks. They're coming out this week and said that he is going to need surgery on that. He was executing a throw in training and got his foot caught in the mat, which torqued his knee, man. Training injuries are just horrifying. I mean, it saddens me that kind of stuff goes down. So Daniel Cormier did get an opponent this week, though, and that will be Patrick Cummins, who will be a new one to the USC Octagon. Although Cummins has come out this week and already started the smack talk and says that he used to make Daniel Cormier cry in training. So that'll be fun. I think that'll be a fun one to watch. And, you know, just the knee injuries, guys, man. It sucks so bad for these guys. So just crazy. And all right, and finally, then, I got to get this one in because this is funny, and it just... Chael Sonnen just makes news. I mean, wherever he goes, he makes news. And Chael Sonnen this week was named an honorary pace car driver for the NASCAR race in Phoenix on March 2nd. It just cracks me up what this man does. So he will be in the pre-race ceremonies and will lead the pack of cars on Sunday to the green flag. He'll also be making appearances throughout the week doing the NASCAR thing. So you got to give it to the man. I mean, he knows how to promote. He does like 750 different jobs, and he just does it all. It's awesome. So, all right, guys, that's going to do it for the week that was. Again, check out more of it on FCFighter.com as we bring it to you every week. So, and then we are moving to our Twitter shout-out of the week. And our Twitter shout-out has been done a couple of times. But the reason that I'm doing it, guys, is because we have extended the sale until the end of February, and that is Cutman for Hire. That's right. Go check out Juan Ramirez. He was on last week. We decided that he has given away a promo code on the show. All you have to do is go That MMA Show, one word, That MMA Show, and you get a huge discount in the store. So go check him out at cutman4hire.com because he is our Twitter shout out of the day, and he gives good breaks to those who follow That MMA Show. So good stuff there. Love every minute of it. And finally, it is our calendar of events. And this week we have, of course, tonight it is the big UFC Fight Night 36, and that will be on Fox Sports 1 with, you know, I'm talking Jacques Arre. I'm so looking forward to Jacques Arre. Lyoto Machida, it's going to be awesome. So I cannot wait. And then February 22nd, UFC 170, Ronda Rousey and Sarah McMahon just... Oh, that's just huge, huge, huge. The big thing that freaks me out about this is that Dana White came out this week and said that Ronda Rousey is already in the top 10 most money made in the UFC in three fights. Think about that, guys, how much money she must be pulling down. Because her fight purses are not that much. She has just got to have a huge pay-per-view buy. She also has to have sponsorship deals that are just out of this world. So that is awesome. So that is on February 22nd. Also on February 22nd, again, Fight Hard MMA here in St. Louis, Missouri at the St. Charles Family Arena. Remember, just tweet me, I want tickets, and you will have them waiting at the door for you. And then it's back, finally, Bellator 110, February 28th at the Mohegan Sun. That is going to go down, and it will be so much fun. And then we're looking at March 1st, the Tough China finale in Macau. And then RFA 13, March 7th in Nebraska. And that will feature Chris Heatherly, who has been on the show several times. That'll be a whole lot of fun. Cannot wait for that. And then also, of course, on March 7th, it is the Shamrock FC from St. Louis, Missouri at the River City Casino. And it will be good stuff, so... All right, guys, coming up next, we're going to tell you all about what's on the show next week, so stick right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane.
speeding it up. Count 1, 2, 3, you better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane.
It started up,
just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
What a show it has been, folks. That's right. We have had a whole lot of fun here at That MMA Show today. And big thanks again to Matthew Perlman. Kid's 15 years old. He's written 2 books and runs a website. I mean, my God, he's got just a whole lot going on. And expect big things out of him. That is just, it's amazing to know. And it's really good to see to kids out there who, you know, he took something that was bad with the bullying and turned it into something that, you know, is going to boost him up and away. And that's just awesome. So great stuff there. And big thanks to Matthew Perlman. Check his books out on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, etc. So that will be good stuff. All right, guys. Coming up next week, we are going to, again, like I said, we're going to be talking to Kane Royer from Fight Hard MMA about their big event that will happen that night. We are also, I got some things in the works, guys. I got some good things in the works. It involves, I don't know, maybe a certain show that has a certain tournament that, that's right, guys. We're working on landing a couple of the Bellator guys, and I think we may have one on next week who is, it's going to be a good show, and I'm looking so forward to it. And, you know, we like doing it to you, so we like bringing it to you every week as you follow us, you know, throughout the week, too, because we do a whole lot on the social media. So remember, our website, thatmmashow.com, is where we keep all of the videos of past interviews. You can find all the past shows out there, too. We try to keep at least, you know, 2 months worth of shows out there and going. So we are stoked that you have been checking it out. And I mean, guys, we are getting huge, huge numbers, and it is a whole lot of fun. You keep following us on Twitter and showing us out that are favoring it out there. We just love it. So we are on Twitter at That MMA Show. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/That MMA Show. We have Vines that we do. We're at That MMA Show on Vine. So, you know, check it out. We're going to do some funny stuff coming up. We're also going to do just some real quick, you know, fighter hits and things like that, some of the big shows that we'll be at in the coming months. Because let me tell you guys, we're going to do a lot of traveling in 2014. I can feel it. You know, we have already been to the UFC events in Bellator. We've done a lot of regional MMA already, and it is just now, you know, half into the second month here, and crazy. It is so much fun here at That MMA Show, so stick with us, and we love to bring it to you every week. So remember, as we bring you the best in local, regional, national, and international mixed martial arts action, it is what we do. And as I say every week, guys, remember, fight clean, fight hard, fight fair, and we will be back with you next week right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane.
It started up,
just turn it on.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.